Determined to rejoice and be glad in it. God has sustained us for another day. He's continued to keep us even in spite of ourselves. And we have a lot to be thankful for. I tell you, God is extremely kind toward us. He continuously looks beyond our faults and get right to our needs. He continued to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. And here it is, the second day of April. I was telling Lady Kim yesterday in Bible study, I was just trying to figure out what happened to March. It got out of here so fast. But we thank God for continuing to bless us and sustain us and continue to keep us here. And I believe that he's keeping us for a reason. I believe that there's still work for us to do. And so we praise God for each of you today on this inspirational call. It happens each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have several mediums that we use, and so some people are on a different time frame or different time zone, but you can hear these messages by playback either on Facebook or through our Constant Contact. And the number is for the playback is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Are you excited about this day that God has allowed you to be a part of? I know many of you are making your way. You've already had that first cup of coffee. Some of you are almost at work. Some are just getting up and making your rounds. But we thank God for this day. And, you know, for the past couple of Mondays now, before I get to that, you know, I'm still in resurrection mode, I tell you. God really filled our hearts, and he blessed in a powerful and a mighty way this past weekend, and even during Holy Week. I tell you, it's just an awesome experience that we have to just celebrate the fact that we serve a risen Savior. Somebody say amen, and we know that he's in the world today. You ask me how I know he lived, because he lives within me. And so I'm certainly excited about the experience. And we ought not allow it to become an event, but we need to make sure that we express our appreciation and our gratitude, our thanksgiving to God for all that he's done. And we need to reflect back over the awesome sacrifice that was paid, that we might have life and yet have it more abundantly. John 3:16 is a staple for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And so you ought to be excited about that. The resurrection is our foundation. The resurrection is what we hang our hat on as believers. It gives us power. There's power in the resurrection. There's resurrection power that's available to you, not just on a particular day, but throughout your existence. That's why for the past several Mondays, we've been talking about the fact that you have a date with destiny. Yeah, you have a date with destiny. Look, God has not forgotten about you. God has something great in store for you, and it's a date with destiny. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. When I talk about a date with destiny, I'm talking not talking about a video game, but I'm talking about something to which a person or a thing is destined for. There's destiny in you. God has placed something on the inside of you that has been predetermined. It's a predetermined course of events, often held to be irresistible power or agent. There's something in you that God has placed inside of you that can only be filled by God. And until you reach that place and that destiny in God, then you will not be fulfilled in the things that he has assigned to your heart and hand to do. Many times we get off track, we go this way and we go that way. But no, when you center yourself, when you align yourself with that which God has called you to do, when you stop running from God, I need to say that again. When you stop running from God, you'll align yourself with the destiny that he's already predetermined. It's a predetermined course of events that's already set in motion. And so we resist and we act as if we don't know what the preacher is talking about and what the word is saying. We look at all of the different events that's happening in our land and in our country and around this world. But we have to be clear that we're doing what God has called us to do. You know, I always say nobody can do what God has called you to do. I can't do it. The only person that can do what God has called you to do is you yourself. And until you decide that you're going to be obedient to what God has called you to do and keep your date with destiny, then and only then will all of the other things begin to line up in your life, and then it will connect with the body of Christ. Because, you know, it's like our human body. All of the pieces, all of the members of the body have a purpose. Your purpose is to do what God has called you to do. You can't run from it, you can't hide from it, but the longer you run from it and the longer you hide from it, you're not only hindering your destiny, but you're also hindering the destiny of the particular church that you're a part of or the body of Christ that you're engaged in. The Bible reminds us that God has a great end in store for us. I tell you, you know, so much happening in our world, so many things are conflicting with what we read and what we hear. But Philippians 1 and 6, one of my favorite scriptures, it says, "He who has begun a good work in you, he's well able to bring it to a flourishing finish." How many of you believe that today? Somebody say amen. I tell you, God's going to bring this thing to pass. If God started it, he can finish it. Somebody shout hallelujah. And there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop or hinder or to halt that which God has already started. If God began a good work in you, he's well able to bring it to a flourishing finish. You may have some ups and some downs, some trials and some tribulations. Jesus already predicted that in this life we're going to have all of that. But here's what he says, be of good cheer. Why? Because I've already overcome the world. That's what the resurrection story was all about. He's already overcome. He's already died. You don't have to go back and die. He's already given his life. Somebody say amen. And he got up so that we too can get up. And so we bless the name of our God. God is going to bring this thing to pass. He's going to continue to allow you to fulfill that which he has established in your heart and in your spirit. So don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint. Now, you have a date with destiny. Come on, somebody type that in the margin or somebody send that out. Yeah, you have a date with destiny. Go ahead and put that on your page. I have a date with destiny. And no weapon, come on, somebody decree it today. No weapon that's formed against me shall be able to prosper. You know this scripture and you're well aware of it in Jeremiah 29 and 11. Here's what the Lord says. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Wow. God says, I got a date set on my calendar, and I know the plans that I have for you in order to get to where I'm leading you. And he says, "This plan's to prosper you, not to harm you." Isn't that something? Plans to give you hope and a future, even in the midst of uncertainty, even in the midst of doubt. God is saying, look, I have plans for you. I have hope in mind for you. What's happening in your life is not to destroy you, but it's to give you strength so that you can continue to run this race with patience. Looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He says, I have a future in store for you. That lets us know that we have a date with destiny. And so we have been looking at Philippians, the third chapter, verses 5-9. I'm not going to read them today, but you read them at your leisure. Philippians chapter 3, verses 5-9. And in them, we find that Paul was letting go of some things that was holding him back from reaching his destiny. And we too have to release ourselves from those things that hinder and keep us from getting to the place that God has destined for our lives. Sometimes it's letting go of things that we hold dear to us. Sometimes it might be getting out of relationships that we lean more to than we lean toward God. And anything that's standing, watch this now, between you and God that thing or that person, they're closer to God than you are. So if you've got somebody that you've always got to rely on, God is speaking a word to you, you got somebody that you always got to connect with before you step out on faith, that person or that thing is perhaps a little closer to God than you are. So Paul says he had to let go of some things in order to keep his date with destiny. And he recalled and called the role of those who had gone before him, the Abrahams, the Josephs, the Moseses, the Pauls, and all of those who had run this race. And so the thing that we have to realize is that we have to make sure that we stay focused in this season. Yeah, you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You can't grow weary through here. And we have to keep our focus in order for us to be effective in reaching the goal that God has called forth for us to do. There are key priorities that we need to make sure are in place if we're going to keep this date with destiny. We have to keep first things first. Yeah, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and that's in Matthew 6:33. And keep first, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto you. That's what the word says. So we got to keep first things first if we're going to keep this date with destiny. We have to allow all of the other things and all of the frivolous things, all of those things that hold us back to move on. And sometimes we have to release ourselves from those things in order to get to the place where God would have us to be. So I'm so excited today that we have a date with destiny. I'm so grateful that God continues to bless us so that we might be who God has called us to be. So I want to challenge you, even as you go forth into April, I know this is going into the second quarter of the year, work on yourself. Yeah, make sure that you work on yourself and build yourself up in such a way that you are prepared for what God yet has in store. Work on your priorities, establish priorities for your life so that you can keep this date with destiny. Work on your strengths. You know, all of us have strengths. Many times we focus on our weaknesses, and that's where the enemy wants to attack, but we got to build ourselves up in the most holy faith. And then you got to work with those around you, those people who support you and those people who are pushing you in a positive direction, and you got to release yourself and lay aside the weights and the sins that does so easily beset you. And I tell you, when you do those things, you'll be right on track and you're right in line with the date that God has established for you, and that's a date with destiny. And so I'm excited about that. I hope you are too. I hope you're encouraged as you make your way this day. And remember that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And I know you love him today. And so we bless his name. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for that reminder that we have to lay aside some things and we have to press toward the mark. We have to continue to have our priorities in order. We have to make sure that our focus is clear and that we do everything that we need to do in order to be prepared for what you yet have in store. So we thank you for each person on the call today, and we bless your name, and we pray your choices, blessings to be upon us even as we move forward. And now, God, we ask that you might allow your spirit to abide to fulfill, and fulfill to overflow in each and every one of our lives. Thank you for resurrection power. Help us not to lose sight of that and not to lose the importance and the significance of the resurrection, and that we might live each day in resurrection mode. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you for being our God. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right, well, second day of April, keep those spiritual antennas up. I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing. For after all, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved to do some saving, and we're loved by God that we might love somebody else. All right, until next time, you be blessed.